I'm a black woman. I come from a black woman who came from a black woman who came from a black woman, and I'm gonna give birth to a black woman.
I'm rooting for everybody black.
Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in. I am your host Tweety, and you are listening to Shades in the Shadows, where we take a deep dive into colorism within the entertainment industry. We are going to analyze how it has affected an entire community. Now, for starters, I'm going to define colorism for you. It is known as the prejudice or discrimination against individuals with a dark skin tone, typically of the same ethnic or racial group. In this show, we explore colorism within every realm of the entertainment industry, whether it's television sitcoms, movies, music, or beauty related, dark-skinned women have gotten their fair share of unfair treatment. Let's do some digging.
All right, you guys, on today's episode of Shades in the Shadows, we're going to dive into television sitcoms. You know, the ones where black women are either the butt of the joke, loud and angry, or just entirely too light. Now, there are a few different things I want to talk about when it comes to this genre of entertainment. Going to break it down into a few sections, and then we're going to wrap it all up at the end. So first, I want to start with the basic stereotype that dark-skinned women possess in these shows. We are either full of sass or ghetto or just loud and just obnoxious. I want to give this example. The Good Luck Charlie show that premiered on Disney Channel a few years back, I think I was maybe in like middle school or elementary when I started watching it. It's based around a white family, and Teddy is the main character, and she has a black best friend named Ivy. Now, Ivy, she was a plus size, dark skinned girl. She always spoke her mind, and she was always talking about boys. Listen to this soundbite that I have, and then I'm gonna further explain myself.
I want that girl's name and number, and I want it now!
So after just digging into the type of character that Ivy was, I learned that she only appeared to save the day and to offer advice. She was tough. Her sole purpose was to nurture the white main character. What was going on in that scene was Ivy was slamming a boy up against the locker trying to get some answers for Teddy. That's the only time she ever appeared in the show, was when Teddy needed help, when Teddy needed a problem to be solved. That's when Ivy was there. That's when we saw the dark-skinned character coming to save the little white woman. Disney Channel most definitely could have went more in depth with her character, but they chose to only use her when it was convenient for someone else. Another stereotype that I want to talk about, it's also in a Disney Channel show, and Disney Channel, we got some stuff to talk about. The Proud family, you know, Penny Proud was a brown-skinned girl who was a go-getter. She was desirable and she was smart. And then you had her best friend, Dejanay, who was the exact opposite. Listen to this.
Besides Sticky.
Oh no, there aren't. No one likes me.
I've got to go with Dejanay on this one.
Now, Dejanay was loud, obnoxious, and she tried her hardest to go after someone who just did not want her back. They had this little girl in like a crop top showing her belly. I remember one episode they introduced her family. This little dark-skinned girl had like 8 or 9 brothers and sisters who was really the definition of Bebe's kids. Now, this is not the podcast where I explain to y'all what Bebe's kids are, but just know that they were them. They were loud, jumping all over furniture, biting people, just the definition of ghetto children, and that's most definitely what the Proud family displayed Dejanay as. So now I want to slide into the downbringing of black women. Us always being the butt of the joke, us always being made fun of, and most importantly being compared to women with, you know, brighter skin tones. I want to talk about probably one of the most famous shows that is known for colorism, Martin, the 90s sitcom. You know, you had Gina, who was seen as calm and smart. She was light skinned. She was just all around a good woman. And then you had Pam.
What you need to do is go in the back and straighten out those buckshots in the back of your neck. Girl, your hair's so nappy, Wilson couldn't pick it.
Pam was seen as argumentative, desperate, and just sassy. Always had something to say, always inputting herself into other things. And honestly, in my opinion, when I used to watch Martin, you know, more consistently, I saw Pam as more fashionable and more beautiful than Gina. Not to say that Gina wasn't a beautiful girl, but Pam just had the look. Pam was the it girl of Martin, but they weren't going to tell you that. They weren't going to let you think that. They wanted you to think that light was right, which is why Gina, she had the man, she had the job, and Pam didn't have, well, she had the job, but she didn't have the man, and that's what she so desperately wanted. And I think that they just did not want that to be seen. And another thing I want to mention about the Martin show, this is just an honorable mention, we cannot forget about Shanaynay. Shanaynay was a character that Martin would play. He would put them clothes on, them long old nails, them crazy hairstyles, and he just turned into the most ghetto woman that I ever encountered, and it was on purpose. Martin was giving a depiction of what he felt dark-skinned women were like. And something else I want to throw in there is that a lot of the sitcom was improv. So Martin wasn't reading this off a script. He didn't have people writing this. Everything that he was saying, well, not everything, but majority of the things that he was saying about Pam and how he was acting when he was playing Shanaynay was just off the dome. These are things that he really believed. These are things that he really felt. And he was able to dish that back into a TV show that had thousands of viewers. The next subject I want to talk about is dark parents and light children. It just always seems like how the family dynamic goes in these TV shows. You have a dark-skinned or brown-skinned father, a light-skinned mother, and a clear, see-through, light-skinned daughter. It's always the same. I want to start with Casey Undercover, which is yet again another Disney Channel show. How everybody in that house dark skin and the main character's daughter is lighter than both of the parents. I know Zendaya has spoke on colorism because in real life, her mother is white, her father is black, she is a mixed woman. However, she's always getting put into shows where she has to play like she's fully black. And in this show, I think that, I didn't really watch it like that, but Zendaya, she's the leader, she's the one seen as powerful and getting things done. And I know that there's a little girl in the show that's dark-skinned, but she's not their daughter. She's like a robot. And they portrayed her as very smart. After all, she was a robot. However, why couldn't that be the entire show? Why did you have to make it seem like she wasn't a part of their family? This little dark-skinned girl ain't got nothing to do with this family, but she's smart, though. Just doesn't make sense. And I think the same thing goes for the show Bill Cosby. Where on earth did Denise and Sandra get their skin tones from? Because it was not Cliff and it was not Claire. Their other two daughters, I believe they had two, were dark or brown skin, and then their son was dark skin. I just don't know why they felt the need to include two light-skinned women in that show. I just don't get it. Now, the next thing we're going to slide into is light-skinned women taking over dark-skinned women roles. I think the most talked about in this situation is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, we all heard the argument, dark skin Aunt Viv, light skin Aunt Viv. In my opinion, dark skin Aunt Viv was powerful. She was smart. She was independent. She had more personality. She got kicked to the curb. Now, light skin Aunt Viv, she just was not that girl. She was more laid back. I feel like a little less involved as the show progressed. She really just wasn't worth the hype, in my opinion. And I also heard that, you know, dark skin Aunt Viv, she was a bit of a diva behind the scenes, which she had every right to be. I mean, if that's her personality. However, if you were going to remove her solely for that purpose, why did you feel the need to trade her out with someone who was light-skinned? What were you trying to get from that? What was the point? You could have kept a dark-skinned character in her role, and the show still could have went on the same way it went. Now, another example of this is My Wife and Kids. In season one, their oldest daughter, Claire, she was dark-skinned, she was smart, and she actually lacked confidence in certain episodes. And then you fast forward to season, I think it was season two, and we have a different Claire. She's light-skinned with curly hair, and she is as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, seriously, that girl was an airhead, falling down the stairs, didn't have no rhythm. And I know that the dark-skinned Claire, She got removed from the show by her mom. Her mom was the one who took her off. But the question still stands, why did you not bring another dark-skinned girl on? What was the point of not only switching out their skin tones, you made them completely different characters. I mean, dark-skinned Claire and light-skinned Claire were not on the same spectrum at all. They were so different. So, you know, I have to ask the question, where does all of this come from? And we all know that colorism stems back to slavery, but this podcast would be 10 hours long if I dove into that, so let's just keep it short. Now, a study showed that 54.8% of casting directors are white women and 27.4% are white men. So you guys do the math. They know what they want to see on screen. They know what they want to be portrayed on screen. So that's who they hire. And if I can be completely honest with you guys, it seems as if there was more representation in the past than there is now. I mean, every female leading role does not have to be a fair-skinned woman with loosely curled hair. I feel like, yeah, in the 90s, there was more representation. We might have been being clowned and we might have been being dogged, but we were there and we were seen. I don't see different shades of women when I turn on my television screen. And if I do, girl, we barely got any lines. Like, y'all, do we really need mixed-ish? Hell, Black-ish wasn't even a good depiction of the Black experience, but I guess that's where the ish came from. I also want to talk about, you know, how this affects the Black community. Representation matters. Representation is key. Imagine these kids watching Disney Channel. They don't see dark-skinned women being portrayed as smart or being desired. They see dark-skinned women as being foolish and making a mockery of themselves. How will they go into the world thinking that things are going to be different if this is what they turn on their television screens and see? It matters. And I'm going to, you know, get a little vulnerable right now. When I was younger and I was seeing nothing but light-skinned women being glorified everywhere, I wanted to become lighter. Like, y'all, I used to put lemon on my face. I used to buy, like, skin bleach and stuff. I ain't have no money. Don't ask me where I got the money from, but I had the money to get stuff. And as I grew up, I was like, where did this come from? Because even though I was seeing it on TV, people weren't really telling me that I was too dark. In real life, I was getting all of that from what I was seeing. I felt that I was the problem because of what I was seeing. But anywho, let's switch gears a bit, get on a little bit more of a positive note. A segment that I'm going to add to all of the ends of my podcast that I want to introduce is called Take Notes. It is where I go against the grain and detail shows that had little to no colorism. You know, the people who did it right. I first want to start by talking about Everybody Hates Chris. Now, it was a little stereotypical, but it was a Black family, a Black father, a Black mother, Black children, you know, living somewhere and just trying to navigate through it. It was funny. It was very comical. It was a little realistic as well. And, you know, I just felt like they did the whole family dynamic right. Something else I want to talk about is Moesha. Moesha was the star of the show. She was dark-skinned. She was beautiful. She had men on top of men on top of men every episode. Every episode, Moesha had somebody else right beside her. Like I said, she was smart. She was a poet. She was nice. She was nice most of the time. Most of the time. But I just felt like they really did it right. They had someone in the forefront as the main character who was showing that there's other things that associate with being a dark-skinned girl. You know, a light-skinned woman did not have to play their part. It would have been typical. I wouldn't have, you know, second-guessed it, but I'm glad that they put a dark-skinned woman, a woman, in front of our faces for that role. And lastly, I want to talk about True Jackson VP. This is a kind of, I guess, newer show, even though it ended really long time ago. It's newer than Everybody Hates Chris and Moesha. You had a young, beautiful, dark-skinned girl. Kiki Palmer is an amazing actress, and she was giving out the ideas, and she was being a leader in, you know, the fashion industry. And I just think that that's so important. That's something that we need to see. Talk about a young woman, you know, elevating in her life at such a young age. And if I remember correctly, some of her ideas were ripped off, some of her ideas were stolen, which is most definitely true because Black women are the blueprint, if I do say so myself. So I'm glad that that show, and it showed on Nickelodeon, so you had a lot of young Black people looking at it and just loving to see somebody that young doing great things in that complexion.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Shades in the Shadows. I hope you learned something you didn't know or that I helped you to grow. Be sure to tune into next week's episode where we will be dissecting lyrics used against women of color. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media at Laurencia.cg to see all updates. It's been real. You all have a good night.